League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Houston. Today, the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios are located inside the DraftKings Sportsbook Bar and Grill, which is nestled inside the Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles. Let's join the guys who have all the answers to life's queries, John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. We are live at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. We love it here. Love it, love it, love it. All the TVs on. It's as good a sportsbook as you're going to find. Unfortunately for you, you were lazy and you didn't get the job done in getting here and reserving your table. You can do that at goldennugget.com/Lake Charles. Find where how you can get your DraftKings table, but you can do it for March Madness. Can't do it for the Super Bowl anymore because it's full. But you still got Josh Robinson joining us here, marketing director here at the Golden Nugget. Blue Martini, and where else can you watch a game?
Yeah, so Blue Martini and Cadillac. Now, I mean, let's be real. It's going to be on every TV in the spot.
Yeah.
But if you want to sit down, have a bite and a drink, we got space left in Blue Martini and Cadillac.
And you got the casino has all kinds of TVs, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you could be playing blackjack. You can be
multitasking.
Yep.
Yes, you absolutely can.
You don't watch TV while you're playing at a blackjack table. You're not watching games and stuff.
Always,
yeah,
always.
Even if I'm not even interested in the game, you're watching.
Well, and
the game.
A lot of times we watch. What's the bar in the middle of the casino?
Yeah, the Rush Lounge.
The Rush Lounge. The Rush Lounge is one of the best experiences in. We were in Vegas. The Rush Lounge in Vegas was one of the best Super Bowl experiences I ever had. Of course, the table was red hot. We were destroyed.
It always, yeah.
You remember
it favorably.
Yanni, Dana. It was fantastic, and we were destroying, and we were watching the Super Bowl in there, and that's just a great experience. While you're playing, while you're watching, it's just so much fun. So now Blue Martini is your nightclub.
Correct.
And Cadillac is a restaurant, but it's also it looks like a sports bar.
Yeah.
Right? It's a sports bar-ish, right?
Oh, yeah. So, like, good Mexican flair, probably some of the best margaritas you'll have, and TVs all around you.
Yeah, so there's not a bad place. And you've got rooms, so you don't have to drive back on Sunday night. There's still a couple of rooms available.
Oh, yeah. You'll want to get in and book fast.
Yeah. So make it a day here. Come up Sunday morning because Saturday night's full.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday night's already full. But you can come up on Sunday morning, and you can stay on Sunday night and have yourself a big time here. I think it's the best place to watch. Now, let's talk about March Madness, because that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the following weekend as well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but I think the first weekend is the best. And when you're in here, have you been in here on those days?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you guys, the vibe is electric. I mean, and look, don't discount Super Bowl, right? You may not have a table, but, you know, come in, watch the game. Look, just the vibe in the space, you're not going to beat it.
Yeah.
It's
so exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. To watch with people, and especially in by the way, even if you can't get in the sports book, there's kiosks and everywhere else where you can make all your bets, right? So don't worry about that.
Just make your plans early.
Yeah.
Just be here.
Get here so you can get your bet on while you're here.
Friday,
the
Saturday,
best thing about
Sunday,
doing
Thursday.
Here as opposed to doing it on a book online is that you could collect your money right away, right after the game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when you're right and you hit that heads or tails, you can get that money right now or whatever you are betting. So get on over here to Lake Charles. I mean, it just has everything that you could possibly want. So tell us, Gladys Knight and the Pips coming?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Kevin James is coming.
Oh, that's going to be a good one. I'm excited about
that one. Is he fun? I mean, I don't know his stand-up. I've never seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's good stuff. Yeah.
He's good stuff. Like, go to goldennugget.com/Lake Charles and see all the shows that are coming here. What's that venue? How big is that venue?
Well, look, it depends on the show and how many we're seeing. We get about 2,000 plus people in there.
Oh, really? That's pretty big. That's a good size venue. I've never been in there.
But it's not too big, right? So you still have somewhat of an intimate experience, not a bad seat in the house.
That's great. So if you want to come here for a weekend, go see all of the people that are coming. If you're a Gladys Knight fan, that's awesome. I would imagine that show is going to be full. So
I know you will.
Get there in a hurry. and then there's all of the restaurants and everything else. Like, what do you call this? Lake Vegas, Lance?
That's what I call it.
Lake Vegas. Because, I mean, I don't have to spend four hours in a plane. I don't have to go to the airport an hour and a half before and then pick up my bag and then get to – by the time you get there, you could have been on the table. And plus how much money you're saving by not going to Vegas and getting on a flight when you're just driving 2 hours down the road. This makes so much more sense.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful place, right? And you said it best. I mean, anything you can imagine you can do here, golf, spa, you know, all of it. Multiple bars, multiple restaurants, you know, from Vic and Anthony's to Landry's to Saltgrass to Chart House. I mean, the list goes on.
You brought
on.
Your sticks?
I did bring my sticks. I'm going to play today. Get that set up. Thanks, Ryan.
Absolutely.
What?
So John.
Hey, by the way.
So John.
Hey, look, I'm here for it.
All right. We got to get that set up, right?
Yeah,
that's
you
all
did.
I guess. Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
You can't just walk out. You can't just go grab a cart somewhere and start driving on their course.
No. You gotta.
One thing I've learned about casinos, they have security.
Yes, they do.
They typically have security.
Look, and it can't be all work and no play.
No. And you know me, grinding.
Yeah.
That's me.
We were driving in, and John said, I said, you know what you could do? I bet you'd be great at marketing, like, for professional athletes. He goes, I'm trying to do less work. He, like, cut me off. He goes, I've got things the way I'm trying to actually do less work.
When you want me to go.
And I said, you know, you got this. You're dialed in.
You weren't here when he soft announced his retirement?
No, I just heard about it. He just quit years ago.
Yeah. I think I did that a long time ago. Okay, yeah. And now it's my retirement.
I'm
just taking a while to do it.
I was at the Josh, you'll love this. I was at you don't know John that well, but you're starting to figure him out after all these years.
Now,
coming here, and the guys, I was at the St. Arnold one pot cook off, and some listeners, one listener said, made a comment about, yeah, how about when John like quits on. News of the Weird is crazy because John's already, like, quit on the show. Yeah. And, like, no, it happens on Thursday at about 9 o'clock on a Thursday. He's like, yeah, because he always calls Friday a holiday show, which means he's not really going to try. I said, there you go. You do listen.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times Mondays are the same.
Yeah.
Not much the same like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, true.
But I tell you this, I always try. I was here playing. If you like poker, you love poker,
Poker room right off the
slot machine. Any slot machines here?
Slot machines happen to be here. They happen to have every table game you can imagine and tons of restaurants.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's a good time. Always a good time. But March Madness, definitely recommend. If you've never been to a sports book and casino, it's awesome. And if you're not going to Vegas, make the drive here. It's not a hard drive getting here at all.
No, it was easy. And again, the list of acts that are coming here, including
we saw Ronnie Millsap.
You saw Ronnie Millsap?
Yeah, me and my wife, Solis, and Heather, we all came here and saw. My wife and Solis are big Ronnie Millsap fans, so we came here, got a hotel room, and watched Ronnie Millsap.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
The theater is really cool.
Yeah.
I'd never been in there before.
Yeah.
It's a really cool little theater.
Is it around? Is it a?
No. It's got good space, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Like I said, it's large, but again, like I said, not too large.
No.
You're going to have a great view anywhere you sit, and it's got a level of intimacy to it, even with its size.
Yeah, that's fine. My wife and her family came and watched, not Tammy Wynette, but one of those that you had here not long last year, as a matter of
you
fact.
You could pretty much name anyone. We've probably had.
You've had, especially the country acts. If you're a country fan,
so there's
you're
a
find
lot of
something here.
There's other casinos here. You guys must really go out to make sure you get the best acts. Like, I would imagine it's competitive, but they probably want to come here.
Oh, absolutely.
Since it's the way, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we're doing, you know, 50, 60, 70 shows a year. This is the place to be.
Somebody, I don't know who it was, but they had some funk going on. And, like, it was live music here last night. The drummer was great. I was like, listening
to the Rush Lounge?
Yeah, so keep in mind, we've got live music pretty much all the time. So live music in Rush Lounge, Thursday through Sunday, the weekends in Blue Martini. So we kick off with bands, end with DJs. It's live.
Yeah. It's happening. And is this sports book still, of all the Landry's properties, is this still the top one?
Well, you know, I may be a little partial.
Yeah, right.
You know, look, we love all of them, okay? but it's my number one.
No. Well, I was talking to Jerry, and Jerry said, oh, my gosh, what the numbers.
You're asking the marketing director who works here, which one's number one, marketing director?
Well, guess what?
I mean, you're looking at him.
No, but Jerry told me, he said, of all of the sports books, this DraftKings does the most. It's fantastic. And if you've never been here, it's definitely some place that you – and if you enjoy it, because I love a casino. I love a great casino. I love a sports book. I love poker room, golf, pool. The pool is fantastic. We've been out there all day before with cabanas and everything else. And all the restaurants, 12 different restaurants, the Blue Martini nightclub. There's nothing – there. Something for everybody. All right, so let's go. Get on over here to Lake Charles, just 2 hours down the road. It just doesn't get any better. Josh, as always, man, we really appreciate it. Thank you for having us here. And then let me know about that golf thing.
No, I got you.
Okay.
I'll text you in five.
That's Josh Robinson here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Go to goldennugget.com/Lake Charles and make your reservations for the NCAA tournament, because it doesn't get any better than being at a sports book for that. It is the best. And you know who else is the best? John Daspit.
John Daspit is. He texted just yesterday, as a matter of fact, because he listened. He goes, I just listened to Hour 3. I would absolutely sponsor the battle rap between John and Lance. So if you didn't hear it, you can go back and hear it on Friday's podcast, Hour 3, at about 9:30. Anyway, about halfway through, I guess, the podcast. John Daspit, driving here to Louisiana, we saw his billboards on the court during the basketball game. I saw his name on the – that's how good the TV is now. They can superimpose on the court his logo, because Daspit is a sponsor of the TV broadcast with the Rockets. And then, of course, we saw his billboards on the way here. He works up and down the coast. One of the reasons, because he handles a lot of personal injury cases with people who have been injured in offshore and refinery blasts and things like that, where people who have been hurt badly through in very, very dangerous jobs. You know, this is going to be a situation where the hospital bills are going to be pretty substantial. You're not going to be able to work for a while. Probably going to have surgery, or for sure physical therapy. It's going to be a lot of money. You've got to have somebody who's going to make sure and take care of you for all of that, all of those bills, all the money that starts to pile up. And the other thing is your pain and suffering. You know, that has a financial element too, because if you're in an unsafe environment and you're injured through someone else's negligence, that's what John Daspit and his law firm fights for, is to make sure that you're not coming out of your own pocket for that and that you're being compensated for those injuries. And he's going to fight for you instead of the insurance company who's fighting for the other side to make sure that you get squeezed. It's sad that it has to be that way, but John Daspit wants to make sure that he puts up the good fight, and they win at an incredibly high rate, whether it's just making sure, whether it's in court or whether they are getting the settlement done for you. He's going to do his best to make sure that you get a fair settlement, and a big settlement in most cases. So it's John Daspit, Daspit Law Firm. Go to DaspitLaw.com or call 713-CALL-NOW.
ESPN 97.5.com. Fighter of the Night, man.
I miss you, Night Man, so bad.
I know what you're thinking. These dudes have probably been up all night at the casino and sportsbook, as it provides every single vice they possess. And they're still here. They haven't left yet. Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios inside the DraftKings Sportsbook Bar and Grill at the Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Thank you, Josh Robinson, for hanging with us here live at the DraftKings Sportsbook, where we love it. 713-780-3776. Let me ask you this question. We were talking a lot about Jonathan Greenhardt before we got into what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence. And if you missed that, that's on you. Look at this list of wide receivers out there. I did tell you that You know, there was an article here by Fan Nation that said five guys the Texans need to sign. One was Jonathan Greenard. Two was Blake Cashman. Three was Devin Singletary. Four was Noah Brown. And number five was, Steven Nelson. Which I would disagree on some of them.
We didn't go through that. How do you rank? See, when I asked Johnny Harris, okay, how do you rank him? It was a really difficult decision for him, and I didn't get to go through all this. But here's the thing with Devin Singletary: to me, he's not expensive as the other guys. He's not going to be as expensive. And even if you went and got a Josh Jacobs, who I might target, I'm not targeting Saquon. If you think he's a dancer the same way Damian Pierce is, this is not a good offense for him. I understand he's talented. Josh Jacobs is a guy that I would look at. I would love to. I don't care about spending 16.
How much more is it going to be for Josh Jacobs over Devin Singletary? And how much more production are you going to get?
But you can have them both.
Oh.
Why not?
Oh.
I mean, look, if somebody wants to pay Devin Singletary, but I don't think Devin's getting paid to be a number one.
That's a lot of money at the running back position. How much is Josh going to make?
But you can afford it because you don't have a quarterback. You're on rookie. This is why you can do this, because you're on a rookie quarterback salary.
Again.
Josh Jacobs is a three-year deal.
Again, you need a corner to replace Steven Nelson.
I get
you
it.
Need the linebacker to replace Orr.
How much is a running
Blake
back going
to
be?
You need a defensive end. You need inside. You Hold need defensive tackles
but,
to replace but Sheldon Rankins.
But if he's 11.
You don't have that much money to
but
spend.
But if he's $11 million, and let's say you get Motor at 5, if you're able to get him at 5, which I think he would shoot for 7 if he's going to be the lead guy. But if he knows he's not the lead guy, if he comes back, it's $16 million for your lead, for your running back room. That's fine because you're on a rookie quarterback salary. You can afford to do that. And you still have money. I do think you can upgrade running back. I do also think that your running game will get better with Juice full-time. Like, when everyone's healthy, I think it will get better. I think you can still – I don't think there's anything wrong with – to me, you don't have to pay Dalton Schultz. You can get somebody a little cheaper than Dalton Schultz. If Dalton wants to come back, love to have Dalton Schultz back.
Yeah, but at what?
But you're right.
He made 6.5 this year.
Interior defensive line, like, I'm not bringing Noah Brown back. You can go find a wide receiver.
Well, here's – okay. Okay.
Is he 5?
Here's the wide receivers. T. Higgins, Michael Pittman, Mike Evans, Calvin Ridley, Gabriel Davis – Darnell
Pittman.
Moody, Michael Thomas, forget him.
Now, Pittman's interesting.
Well, but
because
how much
you
is
could
he
say
gonna
he's
cost?
The same. He's going to cost
He's probably
less,
the best wide receiver on
but
this
he's
list.
He's going to cost less than T. Higgins, and he's going to cost less than Mike. I think cost less than the Mike.
He might be the best wide receiver on
the
this
Mike,
list.
The Mike Evans thing is interesting because he's played a lot of football.
See, but look at who else is on this list. Noah Brown.
No.
I don't want Chase Claypool. Josh Reynolds, DJ Chark. Marquise Brown, K.J. Osborne. How about a K.J. Osborne in this offense?
Nah, but he's like he's
Van
like,
Jefferson, Nelson Aguilar, Devin Duvernay, Donovan Peoples-Jones. There's a lot of guys that you could plug in.
Peoples-Jones could actually play in this offense.
Yes. There's a lot of guys you could plug in here for a lot less money.
Okay, the question is, do you want to go expensive?
Well,
that
if you're not
receiver,
going to re-sign.
You know what the fans want to do? They want to go like
if you're not
going to
re-sign Nico, then I wouldn't mind a long-term deal for T. Higgins.
But I would – but you'd do an – I'd do an early Nico. To me, you can't wait till Nico gets to the market next year unless you want to franchise him. I'd try to do Nico early, and I'd try to find – because Nico's going to be a long-term solution. Tank is a long-term guy, and I'd get
– The question is, does Nico want to reach free agency?
See, Mike Evans, because he's in Houston – he's throwing up the H's at basketball games in the front row of the Rockets. The problem is, Mike, you got to be reasonable. You can't be doing this $30 million thing.
No,
I get that you've had 1,000 yards in, what, 10, 11
10
straight years? That's insane. That's phenomenal. But
That's
also,
Jerry Rice.
Yeah, he's up on that territory. Yeah. Jerry had, what, 11?
11.
You looked it up yesterday. The problem is, he is 30. He's played a lot of football. What are you willing to give him? I'd say a three-year deal with two
but
guaranteed.
But here's the thing. He's only 30.
I know. But he's played a lot. He's like the LeBron where, you know, CeeDee Lamb's only 24. I'm writing up players who are 24 and 25 this year.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb's been in the league, what, 3 years already and playing at a high level? But I would love to have Mike Evans on this team, but not at $30 million. We're not giving you quarterback money. What is wrong with you?
Right. No, that's crazy.
What is wrong with you?
There's too many good guys.
Would love T. Higgins. But the thing is, T. Higgins is kind of like Nico Collins. Michael Pittman, you'd think he's like – You say, oh, he's like Nico Collins, too, but not really, because because Pittman is not really a down the field guy. He's more of a big contested catch possession receiver who can run, you know, the intermediate stuff where Nico can get down the field. So Pittman would be a really intriguing signing if they have him. There is talk that around NFL circles, I'm not seeing it in media, that Justin Jefferson could be available, which would be interesting. That the Vikings could look
to there's too many good wide receivers that I'm not giving up stuff.
Not when so yeah. The first thing you have to decide is, do you want Nico Collins long term?
Yes.
And my answer is yes.
And if that's the case, then I'm going to settle for a
somebody outside of those big.
Yes. I'm going to settle for bringing Noah Brown back or DJ Chark or Josh Reynolds who can't catch a ball.
I could see Reynolds or Chark, or I could just see them addressing it in. Like Javon Baker out of Central Florida in the third round of the draft.
I'll tell you this, it's all of a sudden the destination the guys are going to want to come to with CJ. It's going to be oh my goodness, I get to go catch CJ balls. Yeah, I want
to
do that.
Well, then they need to take discounts.
That's right.
No. I'm all about, you know what,
to
you
be a down the championship
me.
Team.
I have been, if you may have noticed, I believe that especially with the Texans and the Astros, you need to be willing to take a discount to play with the best. You need to
be the best.
Subjugate yourself a little bit financially.
Well,
and that means taking discounts. Alex Bregman needs to be back, but he also needs to take a discount. Look at what you are, hometown guy now.
Right.
You can give a hometown discount. I know you're from New Mexico, but you're also from Houston now, and you speak Spanish, and you do HEB commercials.
Yeah,
there's a lot going for you here.
Houston. What kind of commercials are you going to get in Arizona?
Terrible ones.
No. I mean,
hi, Alex Bregman. I'm here for Better Call Saul. You'll have to be doing that. Oh, no. Saul was in New Mexico.
That's JP
actually.
France.
Yeah. Well, that was Better Call Saul was in New Mexico, not Arizona.
Have you ever advocated for a Houston athlete to just get their money?
No, because I want them to be part of the community. And you can't, if you're worried about your contract, you can't really be, you can't throw up H's, I can promise you.
Well, how about
that.
Being a part
like
of
James Harden, was he ever really, well, he is part of the community, strip
he's
community,
still part
turkey
of the
leg
community.
Hut, and all that stuff. And he got Supermaxes every other day. Daryl Morey would announce a new Supermax. Like, didn't we just do a Supermax 2 weeks ago?
An extension.
Yeah, but we Supermaxed the extension.
Right.
We double Supermaxed him.
But. And if you want to be part of championship organizations
like the
Astros and the Texans and the Rockets.
You're not going to be able to spend it all.
No.
You know what? Don't you want to keep this thing going that we built, Dell? That's what I would say. Like Kyle Tucker, how about we do this?
How would that play out for you?
$25 million a year, 5 years, $125. That's a lot of money, Kyle. Just sign it. Okay? Just sign it now.
It's a lot.
Don't you want to win a championship or do you want to go get a bunch of money and – be a loser.
He's already won a championship. He wants to get a lot of money and be a loser.
Do you want to keep being a champion? Michael Jordan never went anywhere.
Well,
because and he took discounts and he because
did he?
Well, he made Scottie take discounts.
Yes,
and everyone
Scottie
else
took discounts.
How about Michael Jordan? Was the anti Scottie needs to quit complaining about his money. Just come in to camp.
He was like Jordan was making 33. Scottie was making 1.6.
Hey. I can't help it. That's just how much he's making.
He's the one. No, Scottie did the dumbest deal. He did a 10-year
deal.
But
Jordan was not. Jordan was maybe one of the worst teammates in history, if you really think about it.
Ever.
He didn't even care about Scottie's financial. Now Larsa Pippen left him for Jordan's son. He always loses
Earl
to Jordan.
Earl Cureton died. Wow. 66 years old. Earl Cureton.
Oh, former Rocket.
Well.
Do you remember that? Earl Cureton was a Rocket, if I remember correctly.
I remember him with the Sixers mostly, but yeah. Kind of tough. For me, I remember the Chastains. You know what? I remember the Chastains every day. I go out to my F-150, and you can get in your F-150 right now. The 2023s are on the lot for 1.9% financing. That's ridiculously low. Okay, 1.9% financing. It's February. They got to get the 2023s, all of them, off the lot. So they're making deals. They want you to get in on these deals right now at Chastain Ford. You're going to find the best deals that you're going to find in the city. You're going to find a vehicle that you want customized exactly how you want it. You're going to find a vehicle that you're going to get all of the rebates, no add-ons, no markups. You're going to find that you love doing business with the Chastains. They do more repeat business. It's amazing. It is amazing because And I'm always going back. I've bought a couple vehicles from them already, and I will continue to buy vehicles from Chastang Ford because I love the way that they do business. You'll love it too. If the commercial industry says they're the number one Ford dealer in this city, you got to listen to them because it's all about the bottom line with the commercial companies. And listen, it's the same with on the retail side as well. Looking for that Ford car, truck, or whatever pre-owned vehicle, ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dog Show.
God loves a terrier.
This is a place full of temptation for the easily tempted, like John and Lance. Dell, well, he's not so easily tempted, but that does not mean he's innocent. Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios inside the DraftKings Sportsbook Bar and Grill at the Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles, it's John, Lance, and the not-so-easily-tempted Dell.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Can I see one? Can I go to Twitter one time and not see Luke Combs and Tracy Chapman singing Fast
People
Car?
Forgot about Tracy Chapman. Still a legend, still a star. She put on a great performance, apparently. I didn't see it, but everyone was saying it was great. What? You don't have to look at it. Just mute the name Tracy Chapman.
It's every tweet. 1,000 people have retweeted.
Didn't mute. I just told you. You know how to get around it.
Oh.
You silence the mention of Tracy Chapman. You'll be fine. It's one day.
How about Patrick Mahomes Sr.? We haven't touched on that. It's unfortunate, dude. I wonder if this, if in any way, shape, or form, this does affect Patrick Mahomes Jr., because Patrick Mahomes Sr. was arrested for a DUI for a third time per TMZ. Bond is reportedly expected to be set later today. How about that? Your dad, you're at the Super Bowl, and your dad is in jail because he just is a why don't you with all you make $50 million a year? Make sure this man never drives again, ever.
Give a guy
a couple $100,000 a year to drive your dad every day, so he stays out of prison.
I don't know if Patrick Mahomes has ever considered it. It's probably not something his dad would agree to. Probably something he would say, I want to drive.
No.
Unfortunately,
okay,
his father.
You've already had two DUIs. No.
Well, he's already had two, and the first one should have learned the lesson, right? That should be an embarrassing experience because you decided, for whatever reason, that you'd rather try to get home while you're intoxicated and just see and test the odds and see if you get pulled over. Got pulled over once, and that wouldn't that have been enough? No, happened two times, three times. If the man is so insistent on driving while he's intoxicated, I don't know that Patrick Mahomes could do anything to stop him. He probably said, "No, I don't want that." He probably refuse it.
We don't know.
And it's,
all
he,
I know
all
is that it's now he's. We don't know which one it is. Either they didn't do it, or he didn't want to do it, or whatever reason, he's now in jail, and I wonder if this doesn't affect Patrick Mahomes' mindset at all. I mean, your dad's in jail.
It happened Saturday night in Vegas. Patrick Mahomes has an entire week plus to refocus if he was ever out of focus on the game at hand. He's a great athlete, great competitor. I don't imagine it will crush him. His dad probably won't be in jail. He'll be bailed out, right, by the time the game
goes
around?
Yeah, I think they're setting bail today.
Yeah, so he'll be out. Now when media day hits, he can't be shielded. They'll ask him questions because he's going to be – it'll be whatever – I forgot what day they call it. It's just they call it something. And he'll be sitting there, and there won't be PR people saying, no, can't ask Pat about that. Unlike normal weeks where they can kind of shield him, the entire world will be able to ask him questions about his dad now. So maybe it does bother him, but – he'll have, 48 hours between the last time he has to do anything and game day? I think it'll be fine, but it's rough. Rough on the family as a whole.
I don't know if this is true. It says he's been, well, he's been charged twice. This says he's had arrests six times. This is his sixth arrest. I don't know.
No way.
But it's just gotta stop. Gotta stop, brother. Anyway, I don't know how it affects. I can't imagine it's a great thing. All right. Well, let's talk about it for a minute. I guess it just goes unsaid. You got the Chiefs this week because of Mahomes.
I got San Francisco.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
I thought you were going 15 over 13.
No, Solis is, which he also went 15 over Lamar's eight.
He said,
"I'm just taking Lamar over Mahomes over Lamar." Ended up being the right evaluation. That's all you had to do was pick your quarterback. He's doing the same thing with Purdy. But you know what? I watched Kansas City the whole year, and I like what they've done this year. They've gotten hot again. But I'll be honest with you, I just don't think – I think taking a week off hurts their momentum a little bit. It gives Debo Samuel an extra week to get healthy, which I think is a big deal. And I also I just think that San Francisco has too many weapons. I just think when it's all said and done, the weapons for San Francisco, I don't know. It just feels like Shanahan's finally going to get it, and I think he'll come up with a game plan that's good against the Kansas City defense. Of course, I like Mahomes better than Purdy. I mean, that goes without saying. But I also remember that for most of the year, it wasn't great for that offense.
No, okay. The best – Dell and I were talking about
who's
this.
Who's the best defense?
The best unit on the field of all the units.
San Francisco defense?
No, the Chiefs defense.
Chiefs defense has been fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Well, in just in the postseason, for sure.
San Francisco's defense.
Well, the San Francisco defense has not been great lately.
No, it hasn't.
I mean, when the Ravens, they got their ass handed to them.
Why are they favorites?
The first half against the Lions?
Why are they favorites, do you think?
I can't tell you that.
I don't know why.
Because the Chiefs have scuffled this year.
Are they looking at all proximity? That doesn't matter, right?
The Chiefs in the second half offensively
have been non-existent. The San Francisco to Las Vegas, they're not looking at this from a home field advantage standpoint, are they?
The Chiefs are closer.
San Francisco to Vegas? Kansas City to Vegas?
I think they're both. They're pretty close.
You think
close.
It's not about the same?
It is Northern California. But the reputation of the Chiefs during the season?
Current number is
they're a three seed.
Current number is San Francisco minus two.
I think it's the wrong side. I think the Chiefs have the better defense, and I think San Francisco, until proven otherwise, their defense has been susceptible. I mean, we know the Packers didn't take advantage of all the first half opportunities they had. The stat is out there. It's been said quite a bit. 6 points in three red zone possessions. The Lions did anything they wanted in the first half, then they turned the ball over and dropped passes.
Chiefs can't score
in the
second half, though.
They can't.
But their defense doesn't give up points.
Yeah.
No, that's true. But this is, you know, I think if somebody can find a way to exploit you, it's going to be Shanahan. The matchup between Shanahan and Andy Reid is a phenomenal matchup. I don't know. Just something feels like I think the slowing of the Kansas City momentum with the extra week, I think getting Debo Samuel healthy, I think Debo Samuel – and here's something else I don't love. I don't love the tackles at Kansas City. I love the interior guard-to-guard with Tooney, who's also going to be back. Trey Smith and who's the center from Oklahoma?
Creed Humphrey.
Yeah, Creed Humphrey. I love that. But the tackles are nothing special to me. I think Nick Bosa ends up having a big game. We had to do our predictions for NFL. I had Nick Bosa. My bold prediction was Nick Bosa with three sacks. And then MVP Christian McCaffrey, and I have San Francisco winning that game. But if not, I mean, the new narrative, the new consequential narrative is – no matter how many times you get there, now it's going to be Kyle Shanahan cannot win the big game. That's what it's going to turn into is Kyle Shanahan just can't, you know, he choked the lead for the Patriots, especially if it happens again. Choked the lead for for Atlanta, choked the lead, kind of choked the lead. I mean, a 10-point lead last time in the fourth quarter against the Chiefs last time San Francisco played him in a Super Bowl, and then – We'll see what happens this year. Jimmy missed a throw. Yeah.
Are the 49ers, you talk about the Chiefs tackles, are the 49ers going to be able to stop the run? Because they gave up over 180 yards to the Lions. Aaron Jones had a big day. So Andy will
commit to the run.
Maybe the tackles don't even come into play if they can run the football, because the 49ers have not proven they can stop the run in these playoffs.
That's true. I mean, that's going to be – and Kelsey versus
– Well, Pacheco
gets after it now, man. Yeah, this dude yeah. – I don't know if anybody runs as hard as Pacheco.
Yeah, he ain't Aaron Jones, though.
No, but the Lions had Dave Montgomery, and they rushed for a combined 180 yards. Now, Jameson Williams had a big reverse.
Jameer Gibbs and David Montgomery.
But they'll design things, and the interior of that off that defensive front for the Niners has not been good.
Here's Pacheco's games since December. Let's go since December 3rd. 18 carries, 110 yards, touchdown. 11, 26, touchdown. 18, 130, no touchdown. 24, 89, one touchdown. 15, 97, touchdown. 24, 68, touchdown. Against the Ravens, he averaged 2.4 yards a carry. But he scored of his last six games, he's got seven touchdowns his last six games, or his last seven games, I'm sorry. He's got seven touchdowns his last seven games, and he scored in six of those seven games. He's going to put it in the paint if he gets close, and they're not afraid to feed him. Look at these carry counts, 18, 11, 18, 24, 15, 24. The game against the Ravens was not about how many yards you gain. It was really just about we're going to control this clock once we get ahead. It's a 24 carries for 68 yards, but that's a really good Ravens defense. As you mentioned, as you noted, San Francisco not as good. So coaching is so valuable at Super Bowl time because the extra week to prepare. It cannot be stated enough. The team that can scout the best, that can implement the best changes and script the best plays early on and put together the best play sheet on offense and defense. I mean, it matters more in a Super Bowl than any other time simply because not only is it the biggest game, but you have additional time to prepare for this game. The advanced scouts and on the pro side are doing a ton of work getting ready on all these players, where to exploit. So great, fun matchup. Brett Veach is somebody who's not talked about nearly enough to me. These two teams have done a great job. Veach has been kind of hit or miss with some of his guys, but then again, when he hits,
was the guy
it's a big hit.
He was the driving force to bring Mahomes to Kansas City.
He was one of them.
No. I read an article. Brett Veach was the guy for years that said Pat Mahomes. And he, listen,
I talked
time after time after time, he told Andy Reid, we got, and Andy Reid even said it. He was bugging the snot out of me.
But you know who started it was Ballard. Because Ballard had that area and was telling me when Pat Mahomes. So Ballard started it in the building. I talked to Veach after they picked him when he was just the assistant and John Dorsey was still there. And
we'll read the article Dorsey in the Athletic.
I'm sure what it says. Now, I'm just going after he got drafted. Veach told me he said it was all Andy. Like Andy is the one who – Veach was big too, but Andy was the one who
He was bugging the snot out of him, actually.
I'm sure Andy says all that. Veach was part of it. Dorsey was not the big guy driving that, actually. The GM at the time, John Dorsey, it was really more Andy is the one who they made sure that he was ready. Now, what Veach did, actually, it was Andy prepared him before he went on the board. Or somebody, maybe it was Veach, prepared him for what was going to be on the board. I didn't find this out until later because they talked about how quickly he picked things up. It turns out somebody who saw him at Combine prepared him for what to, like they gave him basically a cheat sheet he would be really, really good on the board. And they're like, holy crap. This guy's unbelievable. Well, yeah, the cheat sheet.
All right, 713-780-3776, whatever you want to talk about. We're live at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, the DraftKings Sportsbook, which is fantastic, fan-diddly-tastic. We got to talk right now about Daisy Dip. You're watching the game. Are you going to be at home? How about bringing it to a friend's house? How about you bring the chips and the dip? You bring the French onion. You bring the ranch, the creamy ranch, which is fantastic as well. This is a great party favor that you bring to whatever party that you're going to. You want to enjoy your chips, your celery, your carrots, your wings with the ranch.
Your celery?
You drink celery, ranch celery?
I'm just going, like celery, but I'm just going wings.
Well, yeah, wings or whatever, chips.
Some people do the
ridge chips,
the vegetable plate where they do
cauliflower and do it with daisy dip. Okay, make this party a great one wherever you're watching the big game with daisy dip.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hear your family.
Look at our family now. We'll be right back.
Just two guys in their natural habitat, a sportsbook and casino. Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios inside the DraftKings Sportsbook Bar and Grill at the Golden Nugget Casino in Lake Charles, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Man, did you see CJ was dancing with everybody? What about Keenan Allen? He was dancing, doing a lot of dancing with Keenan Allen.
What's that dance called that he does?
The squabble?
The squabble.
Yeah, squabble dance. Yep.
What do you think of Keenan Allen? What do you get for Keenan Allen right now? There's a little debate going on Twitter.
What do you mean get for him?
Yeah, you got
to
trade for
him. Maybe a third.
Maybe.
Slow, old.
Yeah.
You still get catches.
I mean, there's
like,
too many good free agents out there.
Yeah. I mean.
I wouldn't mind Keenan Allen on the team, though.
It sounds good in theory. I don't know that he fits this offense.
Well, he holds
a lot of running.
He holds over $34.5 million cap hit coming up. So the Chargers got a decision to make. So he could be a free agent. He doesn't believe he's going anywhere. I guess they can restructure, but there is a chance. And the news coming out of L.A. is that Jim Harbaugh's old pal, Greg Roman's going to have some position on the staff. The thought was he would be the OC, but that's not specified yet. But Greg Roman, the guy who they ran out of Baltimore for stunting Lamar's growth, is someone that Jim Harbaugh is looking to bring back. And I don't know how happy that's going to make Chargers fans, because if the passing offense in Baltimore wasn't great, all they want is for Justin Herbert to be used to the best of his abilities, and Greg Roman doesn't have the track record.
But he was the guy, wasn't he? The guy that Lamar got his MVP under Greg Roman.
Yes, but you think about Greg Roman's history in the NFL: Kaepernick and Lamar. He accentuated their running ability, and that he built an offense around that. We don't know what he's like with a drop back passer, but he was at Stanford, right?
I think he was a scapegoat. I always thought he was a scapegoat for the Lamar stuff. I just think Lamar kind of got figured out and has had, and they brought Monken in, and then Lamar cratered in the postseason. Lamar still has pocket issues from time to time when he's faced with certain elements. He's gotten much better. I don't think that was on Greg Roman. I think Greg Roman, what is Greg Roman going to do with pocket passer? We'll see. That is an interesting team because their wide receivers are getting older, but they do have Josh Palmer. They don't have Palmer anymore. Yeah, they do.
He's on the roster.
Quentin Johnston, they drafted. We'll see how he becomes. I had them trading out. My mock draft, I think, will drop either today or tomorrow at NFL.com. And I had them trading back with Atlanta and getting Terry and Arnold because they really need cornerback. So we'll see what happens on that one. What do you guys make of Cliff Kingsbury going to? It looked like Cliff was going to go back to USC, and then he changed his mind and went to Washington. Did the deal with Washington. I think that he's locked
he turned
in on
the Raiders first and then went.
Turned down Raiders, then was going to go back to USC, and then ended up being a Washington Commander. Clearly, you got Dan Quinn, so he's going to be the head coach of the offense, basically. Cliff is. He'll have autonomy, I'm sure, over what they want to do. And then Bieniemy is under contract, but my guess is they'll get rid of Eric, and Eric's not going to want to stay there anyway. And so clearly they're going to take a quarterback at number two. We'll see who that quarterback is. My mock draft does not have Drake May going there, just so you know.
By the way, how did you get any love for your mock draft?
I haven't. I looked for it on NFL. No, it hasn't. The editors make you turn it in, and then I don't know when it's coming out.
Oh, okay.
It's got to be in it. It's a deadline. It's got to be in. Like, I'm still waiting for.
Yeah, no. I saw Daniel. They had Daniel Jeremiah's and a couple other guys. And I'm like, well, where's Lance's? Yeah. I want to see all the comments. That's the important thing.
Yeah, they'll like some of my mock draft. They won't love it. I already know that the Commanders fans have already talked themselves into Drew May, so they're not going to like what I've done. Drake May. I did it again. You know who he reminds me of? Drew Locke. I ended up calling him Drew May just now. So let's think about Eric Bieniemy for a second. Eric Bieniemy has had different – he interviewed here in Houston. He's had different job interviews for head coaches. He's never gotten a head coaching position. You can't really call it a race thing because there have been several other black coaches who got interviews, and many of them have been hired and in front office positions. Eric Bieniemy has an issue. Kansas City did not fight to keep him. Even when he wasn't going to be a head coach, Kansas City let him walk. They let his contract expire and then just said, you know, you can try different things. We want what's best for you. And Eric is great. Eric is great. This guy needs to be a head coach. Why are you not keeping him on your staff then? Like, why, if Eric is so great and so valuable, why would you not keep Eric Bieniemy on your staff? If you're, I do think there is something to him and Pat Mahomes maybe not getting along great. And let's face it, Pat Mahomes is going to Andy Reid on a lot of that stuff. So I thought it was a great opportunity for Eric Bieniemy to get out there and show what he could do in Washington by himself without Andy Reid. The problem is Sam Howell had some moments, and he threw a ton, so people will point to, look how many passing yards he had, but that's really all they did. I mean, they just threw a ton. It was ineffective. They didn't score a ton. It wasn't a great situation for Bieniemy. It wasn't a great situation for Sam Howell or for Ron Rivera, frankly, but now Eric Bieniemy is going to find himself out of a job, at least a coordinator's job. You think there's any chance he goes to a Power 5 team and tries to become a head coach? I ask that because in the past it would have been the case, but now coordinators in college hate the college game right now so much. Liam Cohen, who's a highly regarded coordinator out of Kentucky, is trying to get into the NFL. Like a lot of these NFL
The Bucks hired him.
He did go there. So college coordinators are leaving. They don't even want to be in the college landscape anymore.
It's a promotion to go from a college OC to an NFL
OC. But they weren't doing
OC.
That before because
– Well, college head coaches are going to OC jobs now.
Yeah, that happened too. Liam Cohen, yes, that is potentially a promotion. It is, although you would – back in the day, you'd want to – it wasn't that long ago where I thought college was probably – a better job than many of the pro jobs, because if you could do a good job of recruiting, you could really own a conference.
And you got to think about Liam Cohen. He spent time with the Rams.
Yeah.
He's done a couple.
He was an NFL
them.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he left he was their coordinator in 2022 and then went to Kentucky after he was in Kentucky 2021.
Uh-huh.
Look at this guy's run. He was the Rams from 2018 to 2020, went to Kentucky in 2021 to be their OC, back to the Rams, back to Kentucky, and now Tampa. So what is up with Liam Cohen?
I don't know. That's
weird.
What is
that about?
He's just heartstrings.
And by the way, all the coaches were the same. It's not like Sean McVay left.
Why was he bouncing back and forth?
Or Stoops left. He kept going back and forth.
John, do you care to elaborate? Like, what would your guess be? Why would he go back and forth? What salacious rumor do you want to put on him?
I don't want a salacious rumor on anybody. That's not what I do. I would never say something.
Did he have a girl in L.A. that he had to get away from? Then a girl in Kentucky, Lexington, he had to get away from?
John?
He kept reverting back and forth?
John?
You think that's
no,
what it
I'm
was,
not,
John?
I'm not, I would never do that to a guy, okay?
Never.
Never.
Just put steroids on guys all the time, but nothing else.
Well, if they're steroid heads, then that's what they are. There's nothing I can do about it.
Okay.
I have no
steroid
idea why
heads?
This I don't, maybe he just he goes for a year back to college and he goes, I can't do this again.
But he didn't learn his lesson. He did it twice.
You would think.
And now
there's a lot of guys that could keep going back to places they shouldn't. Right?
I mean, what are you talking? You're
talking
about
if you go back.
What is he talking about? Then I all right.
Don't do it. Don't.
Why
would
you go back?
Yeah, I'll tell you where you can go back to. Home Bank is where you can go back to. Community Bank since 1908. Business and personal banking solutions for nearly any need. Competitive rates to help you reach and meet your financial goals. How about these competitive rates? An annual percentage yield of 5.15% on a 7-month CD. If you want a longer term, you can get 4.75% on a 14-month CD. The minimum balance is only $2,500. These rates are impressive, awesome, great, all of those things. It don't miss the great opportunity to stack up more returns on your money. You got to have at least $2,500. You probably want to put more in there, but you get 5.15% on a 7-month and 4.75% APY on a 14-month CD. River Oaks, Sugarland, Gulf Freeway, Baybrook, and Friendswood. Home Bank is here for you. You're looking for a bank that is going to meet your needs. Visit home24bank.com for more information. Home Bank, member FDIC.
ESPN 97.5.com. I'm hungry.
The Krusty Krab Pizza is the pizza absolutively. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.